Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Valley Collision of Ubly. If you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with the expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubly. Brittany Lynn Woodride appeared before Judge Ferris today. The court addressed an amended complaint against Woodride, which includes a misdemeanor charge of child abuse, intentional false report, and a new felony count of tampering with evidence. The felony charge carries a potential penalty of up to 4 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. Defense attorney Michelle Siev appeared on behalf of the defendant. A plea of not guilty remains in effect for the misdemeanor charge. The court scheduled a probable cause conference for August 6th at 10 a.m. with a preliminary examination and plea cutoff hearing set for August 14th at 10 a.m. Michelle Siev has been assigned as Woodright's court-appointed attorney for the duration of the case. Woodright's bond remains set at $3,510%, with all previous conditions continuing. And Annalise Marie Beams entered a guilty plea today in Huron County District Court to a charge of operating while intoxicated, first offense. Represented by defense attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach, Beam admitted to consuming 4 or 5 shots of alcohol before driving toward Caseville. She lost control of her vehicle in Fairhaven Township, resulting in a car spinning into a field. Beam confirmed a preliminary breath test result of 0.203, which was later verified by state police blood draw. Judge Ferris accepted the plea and dismissed the original charge of operating with a high blood alcohol content. Sentencing is scheduled for August 27th at 9 a.m. And a Huron County District Court hearing concluded today for a felony case involving an operating while intoxicated charge against Keith Allen Brumberg. Judge Ferris presided over the preliminary examination for Mr. Brumberg, who faced a third or subsequent offense charge. During the proceedings, the prosecution and defense confirmed a plea agreement. Under the terms, Mr. Brumberg agreed to waive his right to a preliminary examination and plead guilty to the charge at his upcoming circuit court arraignment. In exchange, the prosecution agreed to dismiss a separate district court speeding ticket and will not file any habitual offender notices or pursue additional misdemeanor counts. Judge Ferris accepted the waiver, finding that Mr. Brumberg acted knowingly and voluntarily. The court ordered that the defendant's bond remain as previously set. Mr. Brumberg is scheduled for arraignment in circuit court on August 31st. When we come back from this Valley Collision sponsor message, we'll continue with our national and international news.
So Chris, people always ask, why should they come to Valley Collision Center in Ubly?
Because Justin, when you have collision damage, you want a one-stop shop that makes the repair process easy. That's why we work with all insurance companies and try to make the repair process as hassle-free as possible.
Valley Collision Center specializes in aluminum and steel auto body repair. Our certified technicians stay up to date with the latest training, and every repair is backed by a 3-year written guarantee.
When you take your vehicle to Valley Collision Center, you're trusting a team with over 100 years of combined experience, focused on quality repairs done right the first time.
From minor dents to major collision damage, we're here to get you back on the road with confidence. We're located on Main Street in Ubly.
Or call 989-658-2410. Valley Collision Center of Ubly, your one-stop shop for all auto body repair service.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with your local news. or national news. Astronomers identify unique three-lobed asteroid with orbiting moon. Astronomers using high-resolution adaptive optics at Arizona's Large Binocular Telescope have uncovered an extraordinary structure on the asteroid 44 Nisa. Images reveal the celestial body features three distinct lobes connected by narrow necks, making it the first known contact trinary asteroid in the main belt, complete with a tiny satellite moon. The discovery offers researchers new insights into violent collisional history of early solar system and how planetesimals bonded together billions of years ago. In other national news, single women continue to outpace single men in American homeownership. New real estate demographic reports show that single women are buying homes at significantly higher rates than single men across the United States. Industry analysts point to shifting culture priorities and strong financial planning as key factors driving female buyers into the market, even amidst elevated interest rates. Mortgage experts note that single female buyers prioritize long-term equity and housing stability, making them one of the fastest-growing demographics in residential real estate. In our international news, Australian Closing the Gap on report highlights stalled progress on justice targets. Australia's annual Closing the Gap report revealed that progress on key social economic targets for Indigenous Australians has largely stalled, with justice and incarceration metrics worsening. The independent review emphasized urgent reform is required to address systemic disadvantage. In other international news, Vietnam performs nation's first successful complex organ transplant. Surgeons in Hanoi have successfully completed Vietnam's first complex reconstruction of organ transplant, marking a major milestone for Southeast Asia medical science. The multi-hour procedure involved a specialized team of microsurgeons and organ specialists. Hospital directors confirmed the patient is recovering in stable condition, paving a way for advanced surgical techniques to become widely available nationwide. When we come back from this AVS Tech Team sponsor message, we'll continue with your obituaries.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the Tech Team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the Tech Team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
We have no obituaries at this time. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Valley Collision of Ubley, if you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with the expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubley.